Got some nice variants today. Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. Today's workout, if you'll notice, it says four time or not. Once a week, we put in a workout written just like that, four time or not. Because I think there's a lot of value to once a week not running the clock, not dealing with that pressure, and just moving at whatever pace you want to move on that day, and fitness will be achieved. It's good for you physically, it's good for you mentally, and it helps your sustainability long-term in avoiding burnout. We program it once a week. Of course, it still says for time if you want, so if you feel like you want to get after it, get after it. But on any single day, you should feel authorized to not run the clock if you don't want to. It's always a call that you can make. But for today, with some nice variants, we're going to lower the deadlift weight and really bump up the reps and get some folks out of their comfort zone. Three rounds for time or not, 25 deadlifts at 35% of your one rep max, 75 double unders, and then 25 GHD sit-ups. So just a glute, hamstring, midline bomb, and the lungs will not be neglected. We also have a two-person team version, which is for time, 150 deadlifts, only one person working at a time, 35% of the one rep max. I would choose whichever one rep max is lower, or if you have two bars, set two bars. 450 double unders. Wow, that sounds like fun. And then 150 GHD sit-ups. On that original workout, of course, nothing needs to be unbroken. That lighter weight with the higher rep, it's going to be a challenge just in and of itself. Deadlifts, double unders, and GHD sit-ups all have a video attached today. Super fitness robot time, if you do choose to do it for time, 10 minutes or less. More likely time, 18 minutes or less. Of course, a lot of it will depend upon, do you have a good day or a bad day with the double unders, if you have double unders. Scaled option, three rounds for time or not, still 25 deadlifts at 35% of your one rep max, because that's relative to your capacity. Then we have 75 single unders per round, or if you're in that area where you have hit and miss with the double unders, so much so that doing a set of 75 would take you like 5 minutes, well then if you want, you can choose to do 1 minute of double under attempts per round. Pick up the rope, get as many as you can in 1 minute, and then just when 1 minute goes by, set it down, move on to the sit-ups. And it's 25 sit-ups per round now in place of the GHD sit-ups. And of course, we have a two-person team version. Video of the single under and the ab mat sit-up included. Limited equipment option. Good times ahead. Pair of 50-pound dumbbells for the men, pair of 35s for women. Three rounds for time or not of 35 dumbbell deadlifts, 75 double unders, and who doesn't enjoy a set of 25 V-ups per round? You're welcome. Also, of course, a two-person team version. Dumbbell deadlifts and V-ups shown with a video. And then for the no equipment workout, three rounds for time or not of 25 glute bridges with a 2 second pause at the top, 50 jumping jacks, and 25 V-ups. Two-person team version included. And then the accessory work, optional as always, the banded march. Go ahead, watch the video. The goal eventually is to be able to do a 3 to 5 minute continuous banded march. Sounds easy until you try it. Now, as you eventually pursue that goal, in the meantime, we'll break it up as needed, and you can just accumulate 3 to 5 minutes now. And then the pause clean deadlift, aka the halting clean deadlift. You're going to do 3 to 4 sets of that movement. Each set will have 2 to 5 repetitions, and the loading at the bar is usually 80 to 110% of your one rep max clean. And there's a video showing that. And at the top of each movement, you rest 2 or 3 seconds. So if you're unfamiliar with it, the video will be very illuminating. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes. Casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, the hamstring stretch, and the cobra stretch. Each of those holding for a couple minutes. Each of those accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed the high rep, lower loading deadlifts, and I hope you had a wonderful day with the jump rope. That's always you just never know what that jump rope's going to bring. Enjoy, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.